This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Nancy Higgs here. She is a former commissioner of Brevard County, and she is part of the 261 Fearless Team. It is a foundation, and they raise money through running marathons. Thanks for coming in. Tell us a little bit about 261 Fearless.
261 Fearless is an organization, a not-for-profit organization founded by Catherine Switzer. Catherine was the first woman to run a marathon in Boston. That was the number that Catherine had on the day that the race director for Boston decided she wasn't going to run, which was 50 years ago. And there, women weren't running marathons then. But she tells so much about the story of when women started to run marathons and sometimes had some obstacles in the way. But she kept going and has kept going these many years to support women running and what running means, which is just an expansion of our ability to use our skills and to broaden the scope of what we're able to do. And she's been a strong advocate of that, including the Olympic opportunity for women to run the marathon. And I'm just real happy to be a part of a team. I'll be going up to the Boston Marathon and running with a team, and this is Catherine's 50th anniversary of that run. The foundation encourages women around the world to use all of their abilities to blossom out, and one of those ways is by running. And it's a opportunity for all of us, men and women, to understand our wonderful abilities to do things, do something very positive for ourselves in the running, and then get to know people who will be a supportive community. It really is a worldwide organization opening up the opportunity for women to run and to be a part of a supportive community there, and then to understand what we can all do for each other and together.
How many people are on the team?
Well, there'll be 100 of us running with Catherine in Boston in April.
That's amazing. What does it take to train? Not an easy thing to run 26 miles.
Well, it is doable. It to me is a mental game. If you can convince yourself to do it and to keep moving, every little foot gets you to that 26-mile point, and you've really got to manage yourself going into the event. Much more than you have to at the event. You've really got to train.
So how long have you been involved?
I've ran my first marathon years ago. This will actually be the fourth. You train about 20 weeks out. You know, if you're a runner, there are schedules that are available in all kinds of stores and sports places to get an idea of what it takes. So you gradually increase your mileage. At this time, I've gotten up to 22 miles two times in the training process.
Is this the first time you've done the Boston Marathon?
Yes, it is. And it's such a well-run and important event. So it will be exciting.
Yes, very exciting. People can get more information. They can make donations. They can get involved in the organization on the website. And how do they get in touch with you?
261 Fearless is the website. That's where you'd make your first contact with the organization.
And do they do other marathons besides the Boston one?
The organization encourages people to run. There are groups in major cities around the world that encourage women to run and to work together and to network.
Nancy, I want to thank you for coming in. Once again, if you'd like more information, just go on the web to 261 Fearless, and you can find out about getting involved, about running, about supporting them, and maybe making a donation.
You can hear a copy of this interview, a podcast of any previous Coastal Connection. It's all on our website, wfit.org.